It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Susan Stamberg, in for Renee Montaigne. New Jersey Supreme Court ruled yesterday that gay and lesbian couples in that state are entitled to some sort of marriage rights. But instead of legalizing gay marriage, as Massachusetts has done, the court left it to the New Jersey state legislature to decide whether to call it civil union or marriage. Nancy Solomon reports.
The court was in unanimous agreement that same-sex couples face discrimination and are deserving of the same benefits and privileges that come with marriage. But the majority wasn't willing to say the state must use the M-word. One of the seven couples who sued the state, Marcy and Karen Nicholson McFadden, stood before a crowded press conference with their two children and explained why a civil union is not enough.
It's something fundamentally different.
And less than.
And less than. We never got involved in this to get something that was less than marriage. And it's about the dignity of our family. It's about Casey saying to his friends, my parents are married. They're not civil unioned.
As disappointed as the couples were, lawyers for Lambda Legal, the organization working to legalize gay marriage, say the New Jersey decision was an extraordinary victory. David Buckle, who argued the case before the court, says the decision made it clear that same-sex couples must be treated equally.
I want to just read two sentences here that captures what all the justices agreed upon. Our decision today significantly advances the civil rights of gays and lesbians. We have decided that our state constitution guarantees that every statutory right and benefit conferred to heterosexual couples through civil marriage must be made available to committed same-sex couples.
The court differed, however, about how to provide those couples with the same rights. A minority opinion, written by Chief Justice Deborah Poritz, favored gay marriage as the only equal option. But Justice Barry Albin, writing for the court's majority, said the state does not need to take an all-or-nothing approach. Opponents of gay marriage were unhappy with the decision, but relieved that the court didn't mandate use of the word marriage. Maggie Gallagher, president of the Institute for Marriage and Public Policy, says marriage is something special that only heterosexuals can do.
Only a man and a woman can both make the next generation and unite that child to its own mother and father, to the two people who created it.
Marriage is a key social institution, Gallagher says, that is in need of reinforcement and a traditional definition.
To say that same-sex couples are married and that they have a civil right to be married implies that marriage really has nothing to do with this ancient task, and the people who have this belief are bigots.
At a rally last night, hundreds of people crammed inside a church in Montclair to celebrate the partial victory. Garden State Equality, a statewide gay rights group, pledged to continue the fight in the legislature. The court gave the state legislature 180 days to act. A Christian conservative group, the New Jersey Family Policy Council, has pledged to work for a constitutional ban that would upend the decision. But most legislators on both sides of the aisle have expressed a distaste for anything that would change the New Jersey Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.